In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the theremin.
So Yehuda, some of these instruments have names that evoke not the nicest of feelings. And you have one that's the theremin.
The theremin happens to be the name of the person who invented the instrument, and the instrument bears the name of its inventor. So,
isn't it also the name of a rodent?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
and I'll check the dictionary.
So go ahead.
In 1928, a Russian gentleman by the name of Leon Theremin received...
Is that a T or an F?
It's T-H-T-H-E.
Okay.
R-E-M-I-N. I believe it's a French name. Maybe it's Theremin.
Yeah, well, you remember back in the courts in Russia, you'll remember, French was the preferred language of the
aristocracy. Of course, and there were French people there. Right. This man, Mr. Theremin, received a U.S. patent for an electronic instrument that is played without being touched.
So psychically?
Not exactly. It bears the name, of course, Theremin. And apart from the imagination, the ingenuity of the inventor, historically the importance of this instrument is that electronic music begins with him, with this instrument.
Wow.
So it's been used in soundtracks of films, usually about arrivals from outer space, some scary, spooky episodes about psychotics. You will recognize the sound immediately. You will associate it with those moments in film. And rock and pop groups sprinkle it in their records for an avant-garde touch to be with it. Now, it has this futuristic sound. So what happens is the player manipulates an electromagnetic fields, two electromagnetic fields around two antennae. One controls the pitch, the other controls the volume.
How do they do that?
And you just move your hand up and down.
And the electrical field.
And the fields respond in sound, in vibrations of sound. Of course, you have to have a very steady hand because the slightest movement of a finger will immediately respond and react acoustically to the sound. What I would like to do first is introduce the instrument, this eerie sound of the instrument. And then we'll illustrate how it is used in film. There was a famous Hollywood composer by the name of Roza, R-O-Z-A, Hungarian refugee who came to Hollywood escaping Hitler in the 30s. And this is the movie Spellbound. And you will hear how the theremin is used in the orchestration, the music for this, the score.
You mentioned futuristic, and I wanted to only ask you very quickly, how do we know?
Well, because it was electronic.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Electronic sound.
But we're not there yet. How can we know it's futuristic if it has a futuristic sound if we're not in the future now? Don't you see?
This is a philosophical question.
Yeah. So we only think of it as futuristic. It's our idea of what the future may sound like. But when we get to the future, it may not be the same.
When we get to the future, this will be the past.
And yes,
so it will be an old instrument.
But you may not be listening to the theremin in the future.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But in those days, when in the 20s and 30s, when it came to this country. And
it sounded futuristic.
It sounded eerie and electronic and the kind of music, that Halloween music.
I see.
Yeah. And today, there is a theremin society in New York, and they're trying very hard to bring the theremin into the mainstream.
There must be a society for everything. Isn't
absolutely.
There? If there's a theremin society, you better believe there's an everything.
That's right.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series will present a program of Tchaikovsky and Brahms this Sunday, March 22nd, at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. For more information, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.